from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The FBI director comments on Orlando.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network.
Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, making a statement just a short time ago regarding the early Sunday morning tragedy in Orlando, Florida, that took the lives of 50 and wounded over 50 more. Omar Mateen conducted the massacre at the Pulse Bar and Dance Club. He had called 911 in Orlando to proclaim his allegiance to Islamic State. His father says he does not believe his son was radicalized.
ISIS is a terrible group. I don't agree that someone says he radicalized. He wasn't, because he had no beard. And he was just a regular person going to work, coming back, and take care of his wife and his kids.
Mr. Comey, in some part, disagrees.
But we are highly confident that this killer was radicalized, and at least in some part through the internet.
As reported, the FBI twice had the opportunity to interview Mateen, the first time coming in 2013 when his comments proved to be quite erratic.
First, he claimed family connections to Al-Qaeda. He also said that he was a member of Hezbollah, which is a Shia terrorist organization that is a bitter enemy of the so-called Islamic State, ISIL. He said he hoped that law enforcement would raid his apartment and assault his wife and child so that he could martyr himself.
Mr. Comey also said the Bureau would be looking at its own actions, especially since a dangerous individual had been interviewed by the FBI not once, but twice.
We're also going to look hard at our own work to see whether there is something we should have done differently. So far, the honest answer is, I don't think so.
This is VOA News. Human rights values and freedoms are under attack throughout the world, according to UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad al-Hussein. In an opening speech to the 32nd session of the UN Human Rights Council, he outlined a number of pressing human rights concerns he said could have been prevented. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The filthy abuse by politicians of the vulnerable is leading to escalating violations of human rights and international humanitarian law, warns UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad al-Hussein. He says the laws, institutions, and values which bind people together are buckling. Zayd warns hate is becoming mainstream.
I also condemn with the greatest possible force the outrageous attacks by violent extremists on innocent people chosen at random or because of their presumed beliefs or opinions, or, as we saw yesterday, their sexual orientation.
He says human rights are not costly. They are priceless. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zed says terrible situations can be reversed. He noted the formation of a transitional government of national unity in South Sudan and the peaceful transfer of power in Central African Republic. They offer hope, he says, to the people in these beleaguered countries. A humanitarian aid organization says more than 4,000 civilians have been able to leave the embattled western Iraqi city of Fallujah since government forces seized the Al-Salam route last Saturday. They have been transferred to displacement camps outside the city. Carl Schembri of the Norwegian Refugee Council told VOA from Baghdad that on Friday, 18 people died in the attempt to escape the fighting. So, Mr. Schembri says, the escape route has been widely misreported as a safe corridor.
I wouldn't like to be quoted as saying this is a safe corridor. Also, we know that to reach this area, people still have to go through sniper fire, explosive devices on the street, booby-trapped areas. So it is still a very risky journey.
And Carl Schembri says more than 20,000 civilians have managed to escape the city since the Iraqi offensive to retake Fallujah commenced back on May the 23rd. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital of Beirut on Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank. That's one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Now, Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program. This program is aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.